I want you to get your Bible this morning. No, I'm going to move it. I'm going to have that move there. Where me, somebody? Come here. Come here, Tim. Set that right over there. And we'll get a stand. Just place it right over there out the way for right now. So we got four, and we're going to see how many more we're going to get to cross out. Hallelujah. 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 Take your Bible. Open your Bible. Up to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Don't treat the anointing common. That's what we're going to continue on. We found out last week. Let's look at this. We found out last week the Holy Spirit is the one that anoints us, right? And we found out everybody in the family, whoever you are, if you're in the family of God, you're born again, you got an anointing in you. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that anoints us. And you have a measure of the Spirit of God in you through the new birth. And we found out that those that are baptized in the Holy Ghost have an anointing on them, right? Amen. But ye shall receive what? Power. When? After the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Well, first in Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then to the utmost parts of the earth. Then Jesus said, then Luke said in Acts 10:28, how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth, right? How God did what? How did he anoint Jesus? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How did he do it? With the Holy Ghost. And with what? Power. So we can see that the Holy Spirit is the one that anoints us. We found out also in Luke, if y'all can follow me, go ahead, if you can. We found out also in Luke chapter 4, Luke Gospel chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is where? Because he has what? Anointed me, right? To preach. So we see there's anointing to help us to preach. Preach the gospel to the poor. Can we get that up? Okay. Here we come. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Now watch now. Watch. We're talking about the anointing. And here we go. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal. So the anointing is to preach. Then there's anointing to heal the brokenhearted. Let's go. Keep going. To preach what? There's an anointing to preach what? Deliverance to who? People that are captive by sin, by demon, habits, addiction. Include food addiction. So why do you mention that? Because that's the biggest one we have trouble with. We learn that God not out to try to condemn us. He's out to help us. All right? We have an anointing to do what? Recover. There's an anointing on him to recover the sight of the blind. Yeah. And there's an anointing to do what? Set liberty. You ever see a person been bruised, battered, abused? Some of them been bruised, battered, abused to the point their nerves are shot. You know what I mean by that? And when I say shot, they can't control themselves. They shake. They're nervous. There's an anointing to get rid of that. There's nothing that the enemy had brought in your life or my life or in the life of any individual that the anointing won't destroy. So, when we realize that we are on the same team, we are in the same family. Anybody in the house? Amen. When we realize that we are blood kin, when we realize that we all been purchased by the same blood, it get rid of everything. Religion, tradition, poverty, racism, you name it. It eliminates it. And we know in this world we have peoples of different nationality, right?
Yes.
People with different colors of skin. Mm-hmm. We have people different size, short, tall. I mean, I'm gonna say this, and some are out, you know, right?
Yes.
But God did not look at me, said, because you 5'8", you're special. I've seen some 7'5" and 6". I'm trying to think, what's his name played in NBA? But no, it wasn't Shaq. This guy was taller than Shaq. Mutombo, that's him. He was 7'6". Somewhere in there, 7'6". And I was reading a magazine, there was a guy who wore a 25 shoe and he was 7'8". Do you think God loved me or loved him? No, no. I don't care how. And I've seen people that call midget, they about that tall. I ain't gonna even say nothing. I'm just gonna keep right on preaching. I am not going to even comment on that. But Jesus said, what? In that particular verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Now, watch this. At that time, are you listening to me? At that time, when Jesus made that statement, he was the only body of Christ in the earth. He won.
Yes.
But after his resurrection, his body grew.
Yes.